It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What up? What did it do? Bogman and Welsh for In This League, inthisleague.com. That's the website. You can go check us out. All the podcasts In This League, search anywhere, and you can find, if you missed the whole first hour, you can listen on demand to search In This League, and what will also pop up is our football, baseball, basketball, college football, and baseball prospect podcast. So if you're thinking to yourself, self, what do these guys have to say about the Braves losing 13 minor prospects? What do these guys have to say about Josh Rosen? Where does he sit? What do these guys think about Shohei Ohtani or Jokic? Any of those things, all are covered at InThisLeague.com and our podcast that we do. And the icing on the cake is being able to do this podcast live with all of you wonderful people. We get great callers. I love when we get Carrie called us in and we get some great topics to cover. And that maybe that's something I'm thankful for. We'll put literally a piece of hackiness. I'm thankful for the opportunities to do all our cool stuff.
I'm thankful for Joe Pizzapia.
Oh, are you? I haven't heard from Joe in a while? Joe Pizzapia. Haven't heard Joe Pizzapia on my DMs and my texts in a little while. You know what also hasn't happened? Nothing's been needed of me. So
Joe Pizzapia is fighting for net neutrality.
Yeah, I did see that. It's a good tweet about it. Yeah. I guess I'm getting back to that old bit. I'm at that old bit. I'm like, who can I like fight with? Like, let's like pick a fight and let's
big whoop. Want to fight about it?
Yeah, big whoop. You want to fight about it? I'm just trying to get like attention. We get no attention. You know, we're these like funny like little dudes in the corner. You know, we're like that little kid in the corner in a class. We make a couple funny jokes, but we're not like, you know, the class clown. We're not quite there. Like, I'm just trying to get us attention.
I thought you were gonna say that we're like, you know, sniffing glue and eating paint and all that stuff.
Did you ever do any of that? I never.
No,
I freak out about that stuff. Did you ever?
You were the one
glue?
That was like, "Ew, Jimmy's eating his boogers." That was you.
Yeah. Well, I don't like I'm not a mess guy.
That kid was also a jerk, though.
That's true. But I'm not like a mess guy. So I don't like, you know, like kids that like would play in mud. Like, that's not me. I don't like to get messy. I actually kind of like my food's kind of organized. I don't like, I don't
Why
like
is your
never
money
was a,
never organized, though.
Sloppy Joe. I was never that type of guy.
Bavona, we go to get some lunch or something, and this guy's going to pay, and he brings out wads of cash that's never folded, never put together, never in a wallet. It's just like, it's like crumpled up. It's like he crumples up notes and puts them in his pocket, except for their dollar bills. It's the most unorganized thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's a problem. I have a wallet now that has like the money clip, so I try to do that.
You
a
still
little
don't
bit more.
Do it. You don't, though.
Yeah,
you don't.
You didn't even acknowledge my Adam Sandler sloppy joes.
I heard your sloppy Joe. I can't get over the money. It's been like that for years too, and it's funny because we won't hang out for a while, and then you'll go to pay something, and you'll see that I'm like watching for that, and then you're like, he's definitely gonna say something.
You get upset,
that. Yeah. And I always do.
I get it. All right. Well, when we come back, we're gonna talk about what we are not thankful for. We're gonna talk about the Week 12 games. Thanksgiving is upon us. We're gonna talk about those games, the Sunday games, all the games, overs, unders, spreads, who to play, who to not play. And we'll take a call if somebody wanted to call in. I mean, everyone's getting drunk and prepping for Thanksgiving, so it's not happening. But we'll be back.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
Paxton Lynch can be an okay ad in super flex situations.
I think you're nuts.
How you want to get nuts, George? Let's get nuts.
Denver fired the offensive coordinator. Now you put in Paxton Lynch, I'm going to go on a limb here. Oakland gets their first interception of the season this week.
How about if they just let the offensive coordinator who's firing the defensive coordinator just fight with those jousting sticks from American Gladiators? That might be more entertaining than this game.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Dane Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spittin' Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spittin' Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
The Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon question really comes down to game flow. When the Vikings are up, then you see Latavius Murray. When they are in more competitive games, I think Jerick McKinnon is the guy.
Do you go with the guy that has the 6-point viability
with
Latavius Murray, or do you go with the guy in a PPR league that's going to catch the passes? I'm going to lean on going with the guy with the PPR league, Jerick McKinnon.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
It's In This League.
Okay, here's an impression of
In This League.
On the first Thanksgiving.
It's In This League.
At the first Thanksgiving, pilgrims. Happy Thanksgiving.
In This League.
A plus. A plus on that. I like it. Yeah, you know, Pavona was not joking around. He literally made a Thanksgiving, rejoin so far for every single segment of the show.
That's one of my favorite Family Guy episodes because Quagmire was like, I've been in so many improv groups, and I've been in this improv group. I've been in this improv group, and this is not how you do this. And Joe's like, I can already tell this is not going to be fun.
I love it. I love it. We got, you know, I would say like if in a per capita, you know how they'll say like pound for pound. That's what I'm looking for. Pound for pound. I bet we get the most love pound for pound from Pavona than any other show because he is working on a show 5 days a week. You know, there's 10 hours, but for 2 hours every single week, I feel like we get the heart and soul of Pavona. I feel like pound for pound, we are his favorite. 100%. Maybe not his actual favorite show, but pound for pound.
I think we might be his favorite. Did you see who the caller is?
I did. Well, what you got something to say, Pavona. What do you got to say? Are we pound for pound?
I was going to say I definitely put most of my effort into this show because I have the most fun with this show. That's not saying that I don't have fun with the other shows. It's more that I guess like when it gets to Wednesdays, this is where you guys actually get lucky. You get like the most creative part of me.
That's, we'll see.
Something about
best,
something so. About hump day for me.
I'm thankful for Chris Pavona.
I am thankful too. So remember that when we're Thank canceled in 2 months or something. So remember we get all of that. So. Real quick, we have a caller. I want to set the tone, though, for the not thankful for Bogman, because everybody is saying, what are they thankful for? Let's get a little bit of the hate out real quick. What is something you are not thankful for in the fantasy realm?
Marcus Gilbert. Marcus Gilbert in his four-game PD suspension.
That's not the fantasy realm. That's your stupid team's
offensive
line.
Well, it's not going to help Ben Roethlisberger on the right side or Le'Veon Bell, so... I mean, you dropped the in the fantasy world on me in the last second. I had Marcus Gilbert all geared up.
What do you think I was talking about? Like, I guess. I'll tell you one
Andrew
I'm
Luck
for.
How about Andrew?
Good
Luck?
One. That's a great one. That's a great one. I'll give
Two
you mine.
Two shares of Andrew Luck, that jerk. Not
Terrell
him.
Pryor. Terrell Pryor. Like five shares of Terrell Pryor. Not thankful for Terrell Pryor and now his IR stint. What a complete waste. The pecan pie of wide receivers this year.
F you.
So those are some
you
things.
Ooh, watch
it there. Those are yeah. So thank you. Let's keep it clean here, Bogman. Blockhead is what we use on this show now. All right, Jonesy from the ITL Army has called in. Let's see how this goes. Jonesy,
we're on the radio,
what are you,
Jonesy?
Yeah, keep what are you clean. Not thankful for, Jonesy?
What's up, Lord?
What's up, Jonesy? What's what are up, you Jonesy? Not thankful for in fantasy this year?
What am I not thankful for?
Yeah, what are you not thankful for?
Mostly my boy, Zeke, leaving me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in eight leagues, lost in six.
Oh, my God. Really? Six?
Oh, my God.
Not good.
Okay. I think that's a fair one. I bet that's at the top of the list.
Jonesy, how many points is Ohio State going to win by this week?
402.
Okay. That's it? Okay. I'm actually
seems reasonable.
A little low that I thought, but that seems about right.
All right. What do you got, Jonesy? What do you got for us?
Hey, you know, just calling in. Thankful for you boys in the ITL Army. You know, we're doing the shoddy potty in the club. So any of you listeners out there thinking, hey, should I join the ITL Army? Absolutely. Yeah. It's a party every day of the week. A good time, good dudes.
That's
it's amazing
right. That's
what you guys have put together.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, you're one of the catalysts. You are definitely one of the leaders of the ITL Army, if people don't know, in the radio show, in our podcast world. We've created this kind of system that helps support us, but also what it does is we kind of bring fantasy people together. I mean, there's definitely, it goes beyond fantasy. Again, we have a shoddy potty going on. But, you know, it's different rooms for different sports. And Jonesy is definitely one of the purveyors of the entire ITL universe. So you definitely are that guy. Well, we're thankful for you, Jonesy. What do you got? All right, pecan or pumpkin?
Pumpkin, easy.
Okay, come see? On, I mean, in your Bog Nation. I mean,
how about Bog Nation or NWO?
Well, it's easy. He's going to go Bog Nation.
That's Bog Nation of domination.
Yeah, well, you can hang up the call if you want, Pavone. You can hang this up.
Oh, yeah, you guys are on the calls.
Yeah, we are on the calls. Yeah, actually, Pavone,
all right,
you can hang up because I'm going to say, Jonesy, can I ask you a question?
Got him. Get the GIF. I'm like baseball GMs. Get the GIF. Got him. Got him.
I love it. That was actually perfect timing. Pavone, you timed that perfect. Thank you, because that's our little shtick. We go, hey, can I ask you a question? Click. That was good, though. Good on Jones. We appreciate that. Good plug for us. And he's a madman. He's the dude. He is the dude. And he loves his Ohio State, loves his Cowboys. And what happens if Ohio State loses?
Well, I mean, then probably crawl into a hole for a week. For
what if it's O-H-I-O?
Like zero?
Zero.
H-I-0?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, dude. Michigan starting quarterback is out for this game. He's not out of concussion protocol yet. That's like the only shot that they had. I think the spread is Ohio State by like 22. So.
Okay. One more. One more fantasy thing you are not thankful for.
That I'm not.
I got one. I got one if you need to think for a second.
No, I got one. I am not thankful for not making it to the championship in any of my college fantasy football leagues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Four
who,
leagues.
Who did you in? Who did? Because you were a big, what's his name? Jackson in
Lamar Louisville. Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I was a big Lamar Jackson guy, but my running backs had really horrible matchups for semifinals week. So I had Kerryon Johnson. Cam Akers had a bad week for me. I had just a couple guys that just didn't pull through. Bad matchups. So should have grabbed some people off the wire.
All right. Well, I get it. I am not thankful for Kawhi Leonard. If you're a fantasy basketball player, I am not one bit thankful. I am listen, we started fantasy basketball. That's where we kind of started the whole thing. And
we invented fantasy basketball.
And we're good at it. I am having such a bad year this year. And two of the leagues that are around it are Kawhi Leonard leagues. I've never owned Kawhi Leonard ever. I own him this year. He's out for two damn months. I am not thankful for this damn spur.
Can I tell you something? Zero shares.
Of course, zero shares. Of course. Of course. Pavona, if you want to come on real quick. I know you are thankful because did I read this right? Are you first place in the Disney team?
I certainly am. I'm 8-3 in that league.
You better be. All right. So what's something you're not thankful for?
I am certainly not in any way thankful for my dynasty team that was two-time back-to-back champions the last 2 years. I'm now 0-11.
Do you have David Johnson?
I have David Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens, man.
I had a horrible draft, though. Like, my first round pick was Isaiah Crowell.
Okay. All right. I get. I see why you're not thankful. That actually might hurt more than anything. Like, if you're back to back like champion and you go 0-11, oh my God, are you going to get kicked out of the league if you don't get a win?
No.
You should be.
No, I probably should be. No, actually, I would have gotten kicked out of the league if if I wasn't putting my lineup together. I would have been kicked out of the league. I'm at least putting my lineup together.
Well, see, if you were signing 14-year-old prospects, you'd get kicked out of the league, too.
You would, yeah. If you were signing your freshman in college right now, you'd be like John Capella with the Atlanta Braves agreeing. It's crazy. That's crazy. All right, well, those are some things we are not thankful for. We got a lot of football to talk, so I'm not going to press anyone to call. I mean, you could if you wanted. You guys know how to find the number. But you can tweet us. Is it the Welsh, Bogman Sports, or FNTSY Radio? What are you not thankful for this fantasy season and this Thanksgiving Eve? You know, you're gonna be thankful for a lot of things tomorrow. You're gonna tell yourself how thankful you are for your family. You're going to be thankful for all the food until you eat it. You're gonna be thankful for the time off until you're back to work. You'll be thankful for all the things you have until you get to Black Friday and you see what you don't have.
Was that a Freudian slip? Did you hear yourself? I mean, I can't tell if that's on purpose or not. You said you're going to tell yourself you're thankful for your family. I mean, geez.
No, that's real. I mean, I guess that's the negative. That was negative wealth coming out. I mean, it's a day to... Okay, so it's a little negative. I apologize. It's just a little bit there, but I'm just saying...
This is a happy time, the Welsh. It's happy Thanksgiving, all right? It's not negative Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is maybe I needed to do that. Get the hate out. Get it out of your system, and that's why we're talking about what you're not thankful for. So you can go in fresh on Thanksgiving and be thankful. So you can tweet us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? And you can tweet FNTSY Radio. The last thing before, because we're going to be covering all the games, we're going to be kind of plowing through those. And spreads over, see how we did last week. Our poll, which you can vote on, 55% pumpkin pie right now over your pecla pie.
Yeah, like I said, you only update it when you're winning.
Well, I'm going to be updating it a lot through the rest of the show. That's for sure.
Well, congratulations.
Right. Good call by Jonesy. Thanks for Jonesy calling in. Good little plug. Little shout out to him. Little Ohio State. OH.
I-O.
All right. Football talk coming up. Don't go anywhere. Bogman the Welsh. Let's get down to week 12.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Fantasy football.
Who is the hot free agent, Frank?
I'm probably looking at Corey Coleman. He's only owned in 35% of CBS leagues. It seems that him and Deshaun Kizer have a rapport. And I think, you know, Josh Gordon coming back, Hugh Jackson said this is like a Christmas present for the Cleveland Browns. I'm excited about both of these guys. It's crazy to say that I'm excited about two Cleveland Brown receivers with DeShone Kizer as the quarterback.
Weekdays from 11 to noon Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Freestyle.
When you are gathered around the dinner table tomorrow, the Cowboys will be under pressure from Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, okay? Dak Prescott has been sacked 12 times in the last two games. I don't care if Ty Smith is back at left tackle. I think Bosa and Ingram get pressure regardless. I think it is a long day for Dak, and that continues.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right.
In this league.
That's it. Go to your room now.
Okay. I'll take some white meat and stuffing to go and send up the pumpkin pie in about 20 minutes.
I said now.
Mom, do I have to?
Yes, you do. I hope you're happy.
In this league.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We're back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, super producer Chris Pavona in the house. Things we're not thankful for, and week 12, we can still be thankful that we have the NFL at our side. Thank God. Thank God.
Chris Pavona's calling Black Friday a blockhead.
Oh, he doesn't like Black Friday. I mean,
doesn't like Black Friday.
People say, you know, I worked one Black Friday in my life. I used to work for the now defunct Circuit City, and I worked one, and it was a nightmare. People were the worst. I mean, it was the worst of the worst human beings. You would think, like, the same way people acted was the same way I assumed, like, all pre-Walking Dead happened. You know how, like, we just kind of woke up with Rick, and it was, like, 30 days later or something like that? Like, I assumed in that time period it was just people experiencing what it's like on a Black Friday. So if you worked a whole bunch, I think people really hate it, especially because they're taken away from their families and stuff. But that's why, again,
if you're working on Black Friday, you the real MVP.
You the real MVP. Amazon. That's why Amazon, let's not worry about all that stuff. Michael Youngberg in the ITL Army said he is not thankful for John Fox. Touche.
Understandably, I think a lot of Bears fans agree with that.
I think that's a unanimous Bears stuff. All right, let's get to this. We have got fantasy football. We've got week 12 to cover. How did we do last week?
The Welsh last week on against the spread, you were 6-8. I was 10-4. So I was pretty solid on the over-unders. You were 9-5, and I was 6-8. So it kind of reversed.
Okay, so then maybe people listened to me on the overs and you on the spread.
That's what they should have done.
What did I get 15-0 on again? Was it over-unders?
God, you remember what it is.
So I don't. I don't. 15-0. I just don't remember what the perfect day was.
Over-unders, the Welsh.
Okay, so listen to me on the over-unders and Bogman on the spread, and you can pretend to make money that you really should not be betting if we're giving you advice. Right.
First game up, the Welsh. These are the first three are all tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota's favored by 3, over under 44.5, the Welsh.
I have got, this is going to be a bad take of mine. I've had a suspicion this whole time. I feel like this is a game, and I think I said it in the football show, that Detroit, you already wrote it in, you a-hole, you blockhead, that I feel like Detroit could take this game on Thanksgiving, short week, and this is the game that turns Case Keenum talk to Teddy Bridgewater talk. So yes, I will take Detroit, and I will take the over, which looks like to be the exact opposite of you.
Well, I'm going to go with the opposite of that. I'm going to go Minnesota in the under. I'm not super confident in Case Keenum, But I am super confident in Minnesota's defense. It is for real. Matt Stafford was wearing the defense last week. I think Minnesota wins this one going away. But I don't see them getting to that 44.5. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, like a 24-10 type of game, something like that.
All right. Teddy Bridgewater? Any Teddy Bridgewater at all?
Nope. Case Keenum. Did you hear what Mike Zimmer had to say about Case Keenum?
No.
In his press conference? He likes him because he has big, I'll just say, cojones here.
I was going to say, where are you going with that? Okay.
Yeah, big cojones. That was Mike Zimmer, not me. How big about the Los Angeles Chargers / Clippers at the Dallas Cowboys? It is the Clippers by 1 point on the road in Dallas. Favorite.
Well, the Clippers did just lose
48.
The Clippers did just lose Pat Beverly, so that's going to hurt their run game. And, you know, really, their offensive line is going to be affected by the loss of point guard Pat Beverly. So, I mean, there's a lot to like about the Clippers. And the Cowboys have kind of trended down, especially off these last, you know, losing Zeke and stuff. But I think Dallas is going to show up. I think they're going to show up on Thanksgiving. And we're going to see some Alfred Morris. Dak is going to play well. I'm going to go Dallas in the under. Though I do not think this is going to get crazy scoring. I think you're going to see some ineffective offenses, which could lead to the Cowboys winning this game.
I'm going to go right there with you. You know, I mean, the Chargers were handed last week on a silver platter from Nate Peterman. So 5 interceptions in the first half. That's a pretty big. I mean, they tied. I think they had 37 points in the first half, and they tied the Chargers record for first half points last week. So I don't think the offense is that good. I don't think Dallas is as bad as they played against Philly. So I will also take Dallas in the under. The next one is the New York Giants at the Washington Redskins tomorrow night. The Redskins are favored by 7, and the over-under is 44.5.
I hate this game. I hate this game. Which game is this? Is this the late game?
This is the late game. I'm going to go
with
this
is the one
Washington.
You got to be really drunk for.
Most people are. I'm going to go with Washington and the over. I know the Giants showed up against the Chiefs last week. I'm not buying it, man. That was 1 week. So Washington and the over for me. I know they just lost Chris Thompson, but the Redskins are just a superior team to the Giants. Giants defense is good. So I feel like maybe I'll switch to the under. Nope. I'm gonna stick with it. Gut instinct, Washington in the over. What do you got?
All right. I'm going to move it up here, and I'm going to say I'm so sick of being sick. That's what I'm going to first say. I am going to actually go with – you're actually wrong here. I am going to go with the under, and I'm going to say New York. I think Washington wins this, but I think this is going to be kind of like I said with Dallas. I think this could be an ineffective game. And Washington wins, but it's maybe by 4. You know, it's a 17 to, you know, I guess it wouldn't be 4.5 or anything like that. But yeah, 17 to 21, something like that.
Bavona said he is not thankful for the Giants. And he should be not thankful for Ben McAdoo. That's for sure.
I would also be not thankful if on Black Friday anybody bought me Eli Manning merchandise, because I would assume that's just autographed by Ben McAdoo. Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, he fakes all this stuff.
How about Tampa Bay at Atlanta? Atlanta's favored by 10. The over-under is 48.5. I tell you what, the Falcons look pretty good on Monday Night Football against the Seahawks.
We're both Atlanta.
I'm buying
here.
In. Yeah. I'm going to go with Atlanta, and you know what? I'm going to go with Atlanta, and I'm going to take the under. That's hot. 48 points is a lot. I don't know if Tampa Bay scores that much. So
I'm having a problem with that, too. That's my big battle right now. I'm definitely taking Atlanta. I want the okay, so contrarian. People could see. No one gets the experience. It's the biggest inside joke that Bogman and I, we look at our show sheet and like I'm in mid conversation and he's just writing down my answer. Because we do not write our answers out beforehand, and he just like puts in my answers. I am gonna take Atlanta, and yeah, I'll go with the over. You were right. I'll go with the over.
How about this pathetic matchup? Cleveland at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is favored by 8. The over-under is very low. It is 38.
Jesus Christ. Josh Gordon's not back yet, so the Browns can't score 30. I'm going to go
Cincinnati, just beat Denver.
I'm going to go Cincinnati. And I'm going to go the over. That's a really low over-under.
It's too low. Yeah, it's too low. I'm right low there with you. I'm going to go, man, I don't know. Yeah, I think if Cleveland's going to win one game, I think it would be against the Bengals.
On the road? At Cincinnati?
Yeah, you're right. No, Cincinnati in the over. Dilly dilly.
Okay, just make it dilly dilly.
You did see Roethlisberger call out dilly dilly, right?
I heard the whole internet broke because of the whole thing. We'll pick up on these in a second. We got a call. It is Scott in Chi-Town. We got a question. I think I know who this is. What's up, Guthrie?
Hello, boys.
What's up, Lance?
What's up? What's up?
I have a quick question. I got proposed a trade, a one Zach Ertz for a one Devontae Freeman. Now, normally I would think, no, this is stupid, but with Freeman,
what side will you be getting?
He's getting Freeman, right?
No, I would actually be getting Ertz. I was using the Yahoo app, and they marked Clay inactive at one point on Sunday, so I dropped him, and now I don't have any tight end whatsoever. And the best tight end on the waiver is like Higby, I think. So
what running backs?
How about Adam Shaheen? Is he available? I might go there.
He is.
Who are your running backs, Scott?
Yeah. What does your running back look like?
Garbage. I got Drake, Collins. I still have DJ, which I should drop after the news broke today. And Mac, I think. Marlon Mac.
I can't do that trade. I mean, Devontae Freeman legit might miss this week, which sucks. It really, really sucks. But your running backs suck.
I mean, do you have to win? Do you have to win this week?
Oh, good. Yeah, where are you at?
I'm currently 6-5 because I lost. I also lost Dalvin Cook, who I'm not thankful for, by the way.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, who do you think you're not thankful for, Dalvin Cook? Okay. Yeah. I lean to not do this move because those running backs are really bad, and I'll bet you if you dig, there's a serviceable tight end out there.
Yeah, I you know, my instinct is kind of to say yes because you have to win, but I think I'd rather keep Freeman just in case you win. You know what I mean? In case you win, your other backs are trash. So I think I would have to hold on to him.
Yeah, Guthrie, pecan or pumpkin?
Oh, definitely pecan.
Oh, man.
Yeah!
I mean, I gotta support my guy. Okay, go ahead.
I will say NWO. I will say that all day.
New Welsh order.
See,
yeah,
we got it reversed. Jonesy's Bog Nation, and he picked pumpkin. Guthrie is NWO, and he picked pecan. So
yeah, well,
we can all live a happy life.
We can. Key lime pie, though, is the goat, right?
Cherry's goat, like all-time goats.
Cherry's.
You know what I don't like about cherry is when you get the like full cherry and you chew into that. Like, I don't need to chew into like moist balls, if you know what I mean. Cherry
Good.
Balls.
I think blueberry is like the underdog, like the dark horse.
I'll give you that
personally. Yeah,
blueberry's all right. It's better than cherry, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to be done right. Otherwise, it's just
true.
Mush.
Yeah,
boysenberry is pretty good.
Oh, boysenberry is pretty good. All right, happy Thanksgiving, Guthrie. You the man, ITL Army. We appreciate you calling in. We love you, brother. And we'll yap with you soon. So thanks, brother.
All right. Love you, Guthrie.
All right, there you go. Rest of the games coming up here. We're going to go to break. I'm going to think of more things. I need to turn it around. What am I thankful for? I need to start thinking about things I'm thankful for.
Let's get positive.
It's too much negativity.
Positive.
Yeah, let's get positive here. Well, we'll positively finish out these games, over-under, spreads, a little bit of fantasy. You can tweet us if you got any last-minute things, but don't go anywhere. Scott Bogman, Chris Wells, Chris Pavona, ITL, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table, demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stampfl, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friend!
friends forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
Roto Experts.
Well, we know Paxton Lynch will come in there and throw a touchdown to him immediately this week. We're going from certainty to uncertainty. As far as, like, Demaryius Thomas disappearing off the face of the earth now, I don't think we can assume that either.
It's more likely to happen than not happen.
And if it does, you know what? Osweiler might find himself right back in there.
Here's the one positive. It is versus the Oakland secondary.
That secondary's bad no matter where it is.
You're just hoping for a non-Nate Peterman start.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe. And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
I promise.
In this league.
We'll finish that turkey.
You're telling me.
In this league.
You can eat almost an entire turkey in one sitting?
That's right. Because I'm
in this league.
This is what we do. I mean, we may not be great thinkers or world leaders. We don't read a lot or run very fast. But damn it, we can eat.
That is right. We are the best
Joey
friends.
Joey was describing me.
Yeah, we're the best friends forever. You also heard it on the break. Go check out dailyroto.com/DKMS. Help delete blood cancer. You can do your part. You want to give some people some things to be thankful for? Well, maybe you can go and do that. You can donate. You can find out how you can donate blood. I believe you can donate money. You can do all of that to help a very worthwhile cause, especially during this season when we do lots of spending. We do lots of things for ourselves and our loved ones. Maybe you can reach out and do something for somebody that can't do those things for themselves or the ones that they love. But while you're doing it, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have teamed up where they've got some cool contests that you can play. And they've also got trivia here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So tune in during the network, and I think you just answer a couple questions and you can get dialed in here. And all of this leads to your opportunity to win tickets to the big game. So I highly suggest you go check it out. Do something good, and you'll get a little bit in return, and that's something that you can be thankful for. Boggs, let's get back to the rest of these games here, and let's plow through them.
How about Tennessee at Indianapolis? Tennessee is favored by 3.5. The over-under is 44. I picked on our podcast Marcus Mariota as a surprise start. I think coming off that 4-pick game against Pittsburgh, he's going to be much better against the Colts.
So what you're taking Tennessee and what?
I'm going to take Tennessee, and I'll take, you know what? I was going to go with the over, but I know that Brissett is still in concussion protocol. He's questionable to play. So I'll go with the under because Scott Tolzien is worse than Brett Hundley.
This is tough, though, because, I mean, it shouldn't matter if Brissett is playing or not, but I kind of think it does. I'm going to go with Tennessee, and I am going to go, you already wrote it again. Do I agree with what you wrote for me? Yeah.
90% of the time
you do.
I'll
take the under. Yeah, I'll take the under. 60% of the time it works every time.
Buffalo at Kansas City. Kansas City favored by 10, even though they couldn't beat the Giants last week. They are at home. Arrowhead's a different place. Over-under is 46.
I am going to take Buffalo.
You do first. Okay, Buffalo.
I'm going to take Buffalo because that's a big spread. Tyrod Taylor, they have officially said he is back as a quarterback, right?
Back. He's back. He's back. Oh, yeah.
I think
he's not going to put Peterman back.
I mean, can you imagine? They have to cut him. They have to make him inactive. There's no way
they don't have to go out. Cut him. He had a bad half. And that's not all on him. It was clearly stupid of them to start him.
I think I read that it was the worst quarterback fantasy quarterback performance in 15 years.
Dude, do you remember I told you I played in that league that doubled interceptions?
Oh, didn't you get like negative like 90 points?
Well, I started Ty Detmer when he threw 7 picks. So. It was ridiculous. I scored like in that league, like a great score was 500 points the way they scored it. And I scored like 39 points. It was
Ty Detmer. What a great reference. I'm going to go Buffalo and I'm going to take the under.
Yeah. Buffalo in the under.
Buffalo Soldier.
You know, God, I'm going to take KC. And I'm also going to go with the under. I think this will be a low-scoring game. I think Kansas City's got to be mad about how they performed last week, coming off a bye against the Giants. They just clearly underestimated. I don't think they're going to underestimate another team. So I think Kansas City's going to win. That defense is going to show out, and it's going to be under. And maybe we'll get some more questions about Tyrod Taylor and Nate Peterman because Kansas City beats Buffalo so bad.
And it'd be this is a good game for Alex Smith to write himself where people are freaking out right now.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. I mean, what are the odds we get Pat Mahomes? It's be like the Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith year. Alex Smith again.
Whoa. Over under 15%.
I still think it's under. I think it's under too.
100% think it's under.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Smith up until like 3 weeks ago was the best MVP candidate.
Dude, we talked about rest. I think we did it on this show. We talked about the rest of season quarterbacks, and we had to put Alex Smith at number two.
Yeah, exactly. So don't have to do that anymore, but you still have to start him for sure.
Yeah.
How about Miami at the Patriots? New England is favored by 16.
There's
and
no
a
way
half.
That's real. There's no way that's real.
Yeah, I think it was up today because I put this in yesterday. I think it's
up
17.5.
There is no way it's 16.5 points.
Yes,
is that for real?
It's the Patriots versus the Dolphins with a backup quarterback.
I mean,
come on.
I mean, I'm going to be a rube here then. I'm going to take Miami. I don't know, man. I don't think they're going to get killed.
Taking the points on a 16.5 point spread is never a rube move. It's kind of the prudent move. It's still at 16.5. And the under slipped a point to 47.
It's the blockhead prude move, man.
So you're going to take Miami, and you're going to take what? Over or under?
Crap. I'm going to take the under.
You know what? I'm going to go with the same thing. And the only reason, samesies, the only reason I'm taking Miami and the under, Miami seems to be the team to beat New England out of nowhere when that happens. I don't think it's going to happen this game by any stretch of the imagination. But the Achilles injury, I mean, I know they're saying it's nothing, but obviously something is going on there. And, you know, if they get up by a decent amount, they might sit Brady. Especially, you know, I'm not saying they're going to do that every game, but especially this game, if it's bothering him, they could definitely do that. We might see Hoyer the Destroyer at the end of this game. So,
yeah.
I'll take Miami in the under.
All right, what do we got?
What about the Panthers at the Jets? Carolina is favored by 4.5. The over-under is 40.
I'm going to go Carolina in the over in this game.
I am also going to go Carolina in the over in this game.
I like this game for Christian McCaffrey a lot, by the way.
I like this game for, you know, who's coming back? Greg Olsen. He's out of the booth. Out of the booth and against the Jets. So I like Carolina and the over in that one. Cam Newton looks so much better. But you know, Cam Newton's still like, he's like 2 or 3 in scoring for quarterbacks.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's really, really high up there. It's like him and Russell, dude.
I like somebody trolled him this week and sent out pictures of his mugshot when he stole a laptop in college. I like that.
And somebody did that to Baker Mayfield because they're saying, everybody's saying that Baker Mayfield is short. Look at this. There's a mugshot from when he got arrested in Fayetteville, and it's at 6'1".
Is he gonna
like,
be?
Well, maybe they go off the license if his license said 6'1". It's like, no, I think they measure you.
You know, so. I will tell you though, I think it's perfect. Baker, we need Baker Mayfield because we're about to lose Philip Rivers in the next year or two. We need the next Philip Rivers attitude, and that's Baker Mayfield.
Well, Philip Rivers does it all without cursing. You know, I haven't ever seen Philip Rivers grab his junk and wave it at the other team's sideline like Baker Mayfield
thankfully
did against Kansas. You know, oh, big man, you beat Kansas. Congratulations. How about Chicago at Philly? Philly is favored by 13.5. The over-under is 44.
I'm going to go. I don't know why. 13.5 looks so minuscule compared to that 16.5. I am going to go Philly. You wrote Chicago, you rube. I'm going to go Philly and the over.
Yeah, if you're taking Philly, you're taking the over, and so am I. I mean, if you saw what they did to Dallas in Dallas last week, that was a pure and simple beatdown, and I don't think Chicago is as good as Dallas right now, so I'll take Philly in the over, too. I think that one's fairly easy.
Right,
what about Seattle Seahawks at your Niners? Seattle favored by 7. The over-under is 43.
Seattle under.
I'll take Seattle in the over. The Seattle defense is questionable.
Yeah, but it's the Niners offense.
But also
is there beat hard.
Also, Seattle could score 43 points. I mean, it's kind of double-edged sword there. I'm just saying, you know. New Orleans Saints at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams favored by 2.5. Over under 53.5. The Welsh.
Hello, I am going to go.
Hello.
I'm going to go with the Saints, and I don't like – I'm going to go the under. I'm going to go with you here. I think we agree.
Yeah, New Orleans in the under for me, too. I think that, you know, I said it every single week, that defense is underrated. And, you know, I know that the Redskins put up some points on them last week. That game went into overtime. That was very, very high scoring. I don't think they're going to have to do that again.
You know who we saw last week, too, was Kobe Fleener. Kobe Fleener sighting.
He showed up for like one drive. It was really funny. He had like 4 catches for 80 yards on one drive, and then Josh Hill caught the touchdown.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just the Saints are an anomaly to me. But I'm still team, even though that's a good defense, I'm still team Kamara and Ingram big time in that matchup every week.
How about Jacksonville at the Arizona Cardinals? Jacksonville by 4.5, over under 38.
I will go with the Jaguars, and I actually like the over in this game.
That's a very, very low spread, so I'm going to go with the over, too. I don't feel good. I don't feel good one way or the other on the over-under, but I think Jacksonville rolls over the Cardinals. I don't think that one's going to be close, even a little
bit. What else?
Denver at Oakland. Excuse me. Oakland is favored by 5, over-under 43.5. I mean, I think this looks like a fun game, but I don't think it's going to be very fun.
Raiders under.
Raiders and under. Oakland.
Yeah. Raiders win by a touchdown, but it's probably like 14-3.
Man. You know what? I hate what Oakland's doing right now. So I'm gonna take Denver and the under. I'm gonna give a little bit of love to Paxton Lynch.
Just, okay. Let's do one more bit, and then we got one more on the break, and then we'll get out of here. Green Bay, Pittsburgh,
Sunday night,
your team.
Sunday night, Green Bay at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 14, over under 41.5.
I will go Pittsburgh, and I will take the over.
Man, you know, I Pittsburgh likes to play down, but I'm going to do the same thing because Brett Hundley looks terrible right
He's
now.
He's the worst. All right, going to break. We will finish out Houston and Baltimore. Maybe I'll give you something I'm thankful for, and we'll send you off. You can enjoy your Thanksgiving. Do it all. We'll be back in this league.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy. first look.
I would think when you replace a black quarterback with a winning record, with a guy that's never started a game, and you're in a playoff position at the time, and he throws five interceptions, there's got to be some hostility going on in that team.
It looks bad. Buffalo had as good a chance as anybody else. For everything we're complaining about, no one's really mentioned this yet, that a black quarterback got replaced by a white quarterback who was far inferior.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY.com/radio.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to FNTSY.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
BSO Live.
I want you to give thanks to the Native Americans. Always remember that it was the Native Americans that showed us how to farm and how to, you know, cook and all of this other stuff. So it's always good to remember that there was somebody here first. So when people say, you know, make America great again, just remember that it was really Native American first. So it should be make Native Americans great again since they were here first.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
This league.
The pumpkin pie versus the pecan pie. I think pecan pie is trash.
And you're wrong. It's absolutely not trash. It's good. You hate pecans. I don't know what it is. I don't think I've ever met a person that just hates just pecans. If you like black licorice, yeah, you're an alien. But people not liking pecans, like, you compared it to black licorice. What's your problem?
Yeah, I'm not even that big of a fan of pumpkin pie, but pumpkin pie for the season makes sense.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Well, you think what you want about me.
In this league.
I like
me. In this league.
My wife likes me.
In this league.
My customers like me.
In this league.
Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
I miss John Candy. I miss John Candy to this day. Loved John Candy. Ah, it's a good movie. It's a great, Uncle great movie.
Buck.
What'd you say? Can we say that on radio?
I said,
do you owe me $100?
No. I said Uncle Buck. It's that's probably my favorite John Candy movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Trains, Planes, and Automobiles is a fantastic
good
one.
Cool Runnings is good. I mean, he made it.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Was he in Cool Runnings?
Yeah, he was the coach.
I completely forgot about that. All I think about is a guy in the dreads, and he's like, the hell? He's like, yeah, I think I'm dead, man. You dead? Yeah, man.
You can go to the bathroom now, Senka. Oh, too late.
Yeah, that's all I can think about. So let's finish up final game, and then we'll have some parting words here. Houston at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 7-point favorite. Over-under is, I think it's the third straight, 38 is the over-under.
I mean, it's just like every game with backup quarterbacks, the under's low. So, I mean, Joe Flacco might as well be a backup at this point. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Me too.
I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the smart play because it's so low. I just see this game being like 21-3, 21-zip. I mean, Tom Savage is...
Savage rare. Tom is just... Oof.
Savage Tom is... Give us one thing you're thankful for.
All right, well, about to say... No, I mean, I'm thankful for lots of stuff. I'm thankful for, obviously, my family. I've got a couple great kids, got a great wife, got just a great, you know, family in general. I am thankful for you, thankful for all the work that we've done. Thankful for the guys here, FNTSY, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Cardano not only, wanted us to be here, but made a concerted effort that we were here, you know, and Joe Pizzapia and all the, you know, Seeley, all the guys that support us and the people that have had us on. So thankful for all of that and all of our listeners, whether it's radio or podcast. I mean, there's a reason we're doing what we're doing. It's in a minuscule area, you know. It's we're small in nature, but those are big to us. You know, we may be this small portion, but when you zoom in, you look really close. All the things that are surround us, whether it's support or listeners or anything like that, that weighs pretty big. So I'm thankful for all that. I'm not thankful for being sick, though. I am pissed. I'm going to be thankful for some hardcore like medication.
You have the Tussin, right?
I think I have the Tussin. Really?
Whatever
I should
happened
just skip...
to Dimetap? Isn't Dimetap illegal now? Doesn't it make you see stuff?
Is that what they make like meth out of?
That's Sudafed. And that's still going on. You can't take Dimetap anymore. So.
Okay, Walter White over here. Let's name any like over-the-counter drug. You're like, no. That's Molly.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the Welsh, who I basically consider family anyway. I am thankful for FNTSY. I'm thankful for the Army. I'm thankful for anyone who has given us any type of attention. We love it. We love doing
and money,
this stuff.
Especially
we
their
love
money.
Fantasy sports, especially their money too. We love it, and I love you guys and everyone listening. I hope you're all having a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your families. You know, and if your life with your family strained, try to enjoy it. Find a silver lining.
Hey, you don't have your family. You don't have your family there. Embrace the things that you do enjoy, as long as those things don't take you down as well. So try to find some meaning in the day. And yeah, like Bogman said, enjoy it. And, you know, lastly, very thankful for Pavona. Pavona takes great care of us.
Of course.
Does awesome stuff. He literally made a specific rejoin
for you guys.
Well, I mean, dude,
I'm thankful
for
the fact that I got to do this tonight.
Yeah, you made a special rejoin for every damn segment. That was awesome. So you embrace the In This League culture. And like I've said before.
Yeah, wait till Christmas.
Oh, my God. It's going to be. I already know. I've been thinking about it today. I'm steamed up about it. I need a, what's up, Clark? Just empty in the, you know, I need one of those. Just empty in the ITL. A little blockhead, exactly.
Hallelujah. Holy In This League.
That's right. All right. For Chris Pavona, for myself, Chris Welsh, and Scott Bogman, have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye until then.
See ya.